The Almanac of Naval Ravikant, an Operating System for Wealth and Happiness.
Author, Eric Jorgensen, compiling the original writings and talks of Naval Ravikant.
Core Thesis. This book is neither a conventional biography nor a step-by-step personal finance guide. It is a curated collection of decades of Naval Ravikant's tweets, essays, blog posts, interviews, and podcast transcripts, organized by Eric Jorgensen into a coherent framework. Naval rose from a poor immigrant child to a serial entrepreneur and one of Silicon Valley's most influential angel investors, best known for early bets on Twitter and Uber. The book addresses only two questions: how to become wealthy, and how to become happy. Naval's answer is not work harder, but a cognitive operating system, using leverage to amplify judgment, using principles to reduce decision noise, and using self-knowledge to replace external validation.
Key idea 1: wealth is not money, but assets that earn while you sleep.
Naval draws a sharp distinction between money and wealth. Money is a social IOU, a certificate of past value creation that you have not yet redeemed.
Wealth, by contrast, consists of assets that appreciate even while you sleep.
A salary trades time for money once. True wealth comes from owning equity, code, media, intellectual property, or anything else with zero marginal cost and the ability to scale. Naval grew up in a struggling immigrant household, and his mother worked multiple jobs while raising him and his brother.
He learned early that exchanging time for money leads nowhere.
So he studied relentlessly, learned to code, started companies, and invested, never aiming to be a highly paid employee, but to become an owner of assets. This principle quietly challenges the default life path most people inherit: study hard, get a stable job, and climb the ladder.
Key idea 2: there are three kinds of leverage, and the modern world rewards zero marginal cost leverage.
Naval classifies leverage into three categories.
Labor leverage is the oldest and messiest, getting other people to work for you, which consumes enormous management energy. Capital leverage uses money to amplify decisions, but requires that you already have money.
The third category is zero marginal cost leverage: code, writing, video, podcasts, software, algorithms.
This is the form most accessible to ordinary people, because it needs no one's permission and no starting capital, only the willingness to productize your specific knowledge.
Naval himself is the perfect example.
His tweets, essays, and podcast appearances have been shared, translated, and quoted millions of times, creating reach far beyond any personal effort.
Real expertise, he argues, is not merely being good at something, it is being good at something and able to productize it at scale.
Key idea 3: judgment matters more than hard work, because compounding applies to decisions.
In an age of leverage, the marginal return on raw effort is declining, while the marginal return on judgment is rising.
A wrong strategic direction can waste thousands of hours of team labor. A single correct investment decision can exceed the wealth accumulated through a decade of grinding work.
Naval therefore advocates spending a disproportionate amount of time improving judgment rather than simply doing more tasks.
The foundation of judgment is mental models, cross-disciplinary frameworks drawn from evolution, game theory, psychology, economics, and physics. Naval admires Charlie Munger's multidisciplinary approach and recommends reading timeless classics rather than daily news.
He also notes that the best decisions come from clear thinking, and clear thinking requires solitude, reading, and enough leisure to let the mind work subconsciously.
Key idea 4: happiness is a skill you can train, not an external reward.
Unlike popular culture, which equates happiness with success, money, or recognition, Naval treats happiness as an internal skill.
Happiness, he suggests, is a state of no desire, no judgment, and full presence.
Unhappiness arises from comparison, evaluation, and constant craving for the future, all mental habits that can be weakened through practice.
Naval has practiced meditation for years, especially vipassana and mindfulness-based awareness training.
He admits that even with hundreds of millions of dollars, he once suffered from anxiety, anger, and dissatisfaction, and only through meditation and self-examination did he find peace.
Happiness is not a reward triggered by a certain bank balance, it is the ability to manage desire and accept reality.
This reframes happiness from an outcome into a method, from a destination into a daily practice.
Key idea 5: be yourself, the foundation of all leverage and happiness.
Naval returns repeatedly to a principle that sounds like cliché but is actually hard-nosed: be yourself.
Real competition is not external, it is whether you can identify your unique advantage and build an irreplaceable personal brand around it. Imitating successful people on social media, conforming to workplace evaluation criteria, or chasing someone else's definition of success traps you in commodity competition, where you will eventually be replaced by someone cheaper or more efficient. Naval advises finding the thing that feels like play to you but looks like work to others, then becoming the best in the world at it. That thing is usually connected to childhood obsessions, activities you would do for free as an adult, and areas where people repeatedly ask you for help. Only by being yourself can you produce unique value consistently. Only by being yourself can you achieve genuine internal stability, because external opinion can no longer shake your sense of worth.
Practical implications. Naval's thinking has direct consequences for career choices.
Instead of pouring all energy into the single track of promotions and raises, begin early to think about how your knowledge and skills can be productized. That might mean writing a blog, recording a podcast, building an open source project, developing a small tool, accumulating investment experience, or cultivating a public identity with a clear point of view. The key is that these assets continue working while you sleep, leveraging time far beyond what selling labor hours can achieve. At the level of decision-making, Naval reminds us to build anti-fragile habits of mind. Rather than trying to be right every time, ensure that you have clear judgment at critical junctures and are willing to accept short-term uncertainty for long-term value. This means cutting back on low-quality social interactions, low-quality information, and emotionally driven decisions, and concentrating energy on a small number of genuinely important questions.
Psychologically, Naval's reframing of happiness is especially useful for people in high-pressure, competitive environments.
Success does not automatically produce peace. Without learning to manage desire and judgment, more wealth can bring more anxiety. Meditation, solitude, exercise, and reading classics are not directly productive activities, but they are the infrastructure that maintains both decision-making and mental systems.
Conclusion.
The Almanac of Naval Ravikant is not a success manual filled with tactical steps.
It is a mental map of wealth and happiness.
Its core message can be summarized as follows: build leverage through specific knowledge, amplify it through judgment, ensure its sustainability by being yourself, and protect it all with internal peace.
Naval's language is extremely concise, almost zen-like, but behind it lies decades of distilled experience from a top-tier investor.
For anyone seeking personal orientation in an uncertain era, building long-term assets, and maintaining inner stability, this book deserves to be read and reread.